Yeah. This is MC Shy D, and I'm cooling with all my homeboys on the Hip Hop Digest. You know what I'm saying? So, yo, y'all tune in and check my brothers out because they doing their thing, y'all. Thing, y'all.
The word thug is King's English. It was created with word sound, and word sound is power. When they call you a thug, it means an assassin. Who are you assassinating? Your own character. So now you're a thug. Your mentality is a thug. Thug mean I don't give a fuck. I don't care about nothing, G. Nothing, G.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
Ain't no silence this week. It's your boy,
D. He hit niggas with the paws on him.
Damn.
I get ready to be like, damn, nigga, you there?
Shout out to Run DMC, paws.
Yes, out here in the L.A. office and shit.
Yeah, nigga, out there in the darkness right now.
Yeah,
fucked
man,
up.
Power outage out here. I can't believe it.
Nigga said, fuck that. It never rains out there. They ain't used to that rain shit, son.
It's rained a lot since I've lived out here, B. I came front.
You said them niggas was lying?
They lied, B.
Oh, shit.
Shout out to Tony.
No doubt. Yo, check it out. Let's get in first topic. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Republicans in Michigan want Kid Rock for senator.
Damn.
Last week, Kid Rock's name was considered as a potential Republican contender for the Democrat or against the Democrat. Debbie, I can't pronounce her last name. I'm not even going to fuck it up. Anyway, this particular Democrat has a Senate seat coming up next year. According to rockandroll.com, Kid Rock's name was suggested at the Republican Party convention last weekend. Kid Rock, who has extended his support to a number of Republican candidates, including one Donald J. Trump, has no problem endorsing the Republican platform along with the Confederate flag. Yeehaw, my nigga. Dixie, Kid Rock is down with that. So now, am I right on Kid Rock's history? Didn't he come from an urban hip-hop background? Some shit like that?
Yeah, he was down with it, but he wasn't from that shit.
Okay, well,
yeah, I don't know exactly where he was from. I don't know if he was 8 Mile or none of that shit right there, but I know he definitely was came up under that. He was down with hip hop and all that shit in the early days.
Right, and wasn't he one of the DJs up on stage with like Jazzy Jeff, him? Who's the other DJ? Kid Capri?
Now you bugging. He wasn't nowhere around that.
Who? Yes, he was. Who were the three DJs?
Now, he was on some other stuff, man. He DJed, but he was not in that, what you were talking about right now with Premier, DJ Jazzy Jeff, and Kid Capri. He was not a part of that.
He was not? Okay, then I'm mistaken then. Okay. All right, no doubt.
The thing about Kid Rock is the last 10 years, he's been showing his true colors. So, I mean, this ain't no surprise to me.
Oh, okay, so he's been a redneck all along.
Oh, yeah, he just, you know, he did what he had to do. And then he got free and was able to speak how he wanted to really speak and show who he really is.
I actually do have a Kid Rock rap record. I actually do have a record back when Kid Rock was rapping.
You see how them crickets hit you after you said
So he's just been a redneck in black clothing.
Exactly.
Oh, no. Blackface?
Pretty much.
Wow, yo. So, anyway, fuck Kid Rock.
Damn.
Hey, man.
Continuation of fuck that man.
Hey, look. I'm just being trill, yo. You know what I mean? You gonna fuck with that shit after what urban culture is giving to you? But, you know, yeah, I know how it goes.
It don't matter. None of that don't matter because as you see who is our president now and what he was after being a businessman, you know what I'm saying, reality TV star and all this kind of shit. So I guess Kid Rock's like, fuck it, I'm getting in.
Yeah, I feel you. You're right. All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, the Grammy CEOs. This is a slight R&B digest. I apologize to the listeners out there, but we're going to tackle some things here. Grammy CEO denies racism and points to Chance the Rapper as proof. The Grammy boss, Neil Paltrow, or something like that, or I'm not sure how to pronounce that, fuck it, has denied there's a problem with race at the annual Grammy Awards after Adele walks away with 5 Grammys. Beyonce Nation was pissed at the 2 Grammys she got.
She got 2, though.
Say it, out of the countless others.
How many more she got at the crib? She probably got a room with this Grammys in that bitch.
Some people got backlash this week because they defended Adele, fellow people like Ice-T, and musician Carlos Santana was like, Adele deserved to win it. What y'all talking about?
At least Adele can sing.
Kurt G.
Yeah, baby. Beyonce's sister noted in a tweet that a black artist has not won Album of the Year in the last 25 years. The Grammy CEO said, hold up, you don't get Chance the Rapper as best new artist if we're about racism.
You see, I do have black friends. Ain't that right, Chance?
He said, our Academy members are open-minded and are really listening to the new music and considering other elements behind how great the music is, meaning that we also recognize that Chance the Rapper is the new style streaming, if you will, and we just gave him a Grammy for that shit. So, Swerve, I'm going to say this, try to not be politically correct, but be politically correct. What the fuck is Beyonce Nation and her sister fucking whining about?
You know what they're whining about?
Okay, go ahead.
They whining about a little teeny fucking statue that don't mean a goddamn thing for real. When you look at the album sales, like, I'm not a Beyonce fan and don't care what nobody thinks about that. But I'm not saying that in a, like, she's terrible or nothing. I'm just not a fan. I don't care, right? But I can sit here and look and say that she sold a lot of records, right?
No doubt.
So what is the purpose? Is it to make great music that your fans like, or is it to get a fucking little piece of acknowledgement at a goddamn stupid award show?
Well, let me answer that. See, like most fans, and you take the whole of the fans, what they want to do is make sure that you can mention Beyonce's name with the greats. So you can't mention Beyonce's name if she has, let's say, 4 Grammys, which is a lot of fucking Grammys. She probably got more than that.
Oh, but, she does, I'm sure.
Right, but it's hard to mention her name up against people maybe like Aretha Franklin, who's probably fucking around with a dozen. You know what I mean? So they want to mention her amongst the greats. See, we're talking about legacy now again.
Mention who amongst the greats?
Beyonce.
She's one of the greats, B.
Hey, I'm just saying.
I want to admit
one
that.
One of the greatest what, Curtis?
Huh?
One of the greatest what?
One of the greatest singers. Yeah. I know y'all don't want to give her no props for that.
That's real. You know what? The reason why I'm not going to give her any props, because to me, until she does, now, this may be a racial thing, but until Beyonce just sings without showing a lot of ass is going to be the day that I'm be like, okay, she's doing it on her voice. Beyonce's doing it on her looks and a lot of ass. That's just my personal opinion.
I know
Beyonce fans don't want to hear that shit, but until she can cover the fuck up and just sing, I'm saying it's about something else. That's just me.
I'm giving you that all day long. I'm not even going to argue with you.
That's all current.
I'm not even going to argue with you.
No singers.
Not at all.
So, anyway, to me, again, it's about legacy. And they want to be able to mention, and you're right, look, she is African-American royalty. Michelle and Barack, J&B. I mean, she is, you know, African.
Stone him.
See, I'm just saying, yo, as the press sees them, they're royalty. I mean, her legacy is set. And just like Kurt G says, in the eyes of her fans and the majority of the African-American community, she's one of the greats. Okay? So, I don't know. Again, with all of that, I guess those BET awards don't count that much.
Nah, BET don't count.
Damn.
They put all their weight on these Grammys.
Do you ever see Beyonce accept an award at the BET Awards?
Oh, B, I don't watch that shit. I wouldn't know.
I don't think so.
Oh, really?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. I won't even step in that water.
Yeah, I've never seen
when
that shit.
When I used to get the reports, I think I might have seen them one time at a BET Award show.
Wow, that's very interesting.
Just saying.
So anyway, to round this topic up, yo, first of all, for the Beyonce fans, you need to understand the Grammys never get it right. And it doesn't matter, you know, back when Metallica lost in the metal category to Jethro Tull. I mean, and they've been fucking up the rap category. So the Grammys never get this shit right. I don't understand why B fans is crying a lot of racism and a lot of horse shit.
Because they place they fucking all their importance on trophies and things. How many spins did you get?
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? How many likes do you get?
BDS?
You know everything. It's on things. You know what I'm saying? You're placing all your importance on a fucking on bullshit. That doesn't mean any damn thing. Do you like their music? Are they good?
All right. Well, I mean, I guess we'll see what's good.
Well, we're going to see what's good and see if you can answer this or not answer, but finish this sentence.
All right. What's good?
There's this chick in Miami. Terminator X cuts the jam.
Who gives a fuck about a goddamn Grammy?
There you go. That's the point right there.
Oh, all right. I feel you.
Doesn't all that money that she made mean something?
Hey, man, I keep...
They don't know how to sleep good on that money. They talk about all the money they got and all this shit that they got with them and all the stuff they're doing and everything, but it really doesn't satisfy them as much as a Grammy, I guess.
Wow. Okay, so I'm going to let it go. I know we can go on and on with this, but I'm thinking that your fans supporting you, your fans buying your album would mean more than a little statue sitting on your amongst your other hundreds of trophies sitting there. I mean, at some point, them trophies got to not mean nothing.
But see, the thing is, think about it. All these people that place their importance on things got what in their house? Rooms dedicated to all the things that they've got. So they do mean more than what the fans are. They ain't got a lot of pictures of fans in their house. They got damn trophies and shit. They got all the awards they've won. You know what I'm saying? They got all the articles written about them. That's what they got in there. They got stuff that boosts their ego in their house.
But those trophies didn't buy them houses. Them fans purchasing those streams and shit.
Yo, first of all, I'm going to get us out of this topic, yo. And I'm going to get us out of the topic what Jay said. Didn't Jay say something about somebody seeing his bank account? And he said it's crazy. So we're going to leave it at that. Okay. We're going to get into the next awards. Not really award. It is an award. Check this out. Michael Jackson, Thriller, certified 33 times platinum.
33 million.
Okay. It says...
That's triple diamond.
If you can imagine, yo, your boy Jackson. He's been gone for 8 years. Can you believe that?
Crazy, right?
Yo, no doubt. They was like 35 years later, Michael Jackson's Thriller remains timeless and iconic as ever. There's some people in this you should know, said Gary Sherman, CEO of the Recording Industry of Association of America.
Well, before I let you get past that, Terry Sherman.
Yo, okay, yeah, I'm sorry.
He's the man.
Right. Yeah. He already knows that name.
Yeah, he knows that now. I figured he'd recognize that. He was like, Thriller has now become the first and only album to receive the RIAA 33 times Diamond Award. And everything else. Not to be totally outdone, Jackson's 1987 follow-up Bad has reached the new sales and streams of 10 million units and will be given the 10 times Diamond Award by itself. So you see how they're squeezing in the streaming just little bit by little bit.
They ain't squeezing it in a little bit by little bit. They're letting niggas know this is how it's going to be. Like it or not, nigga, get used to it.
Yes, floodgates now, nigga. Ain't no shoehorning. It's floodgates.
Okay, now, honest to goodness gracious, this is from the internets, all right? This is from the internets. About the Michael Jackson Award. Fuck you, Drake. You can't stream your way to this record. It will never be broken. Eat a dick, Michael Jackson forever.
Dang.
Wow. So, are they angry or not?
Yeah, well, I mean, with fans, and it was a couple of more that was going squarely at Drake, they feel like they trying to set your boy up to do something crazy like break Jackson's record on some streams. And
he will break Jackson's
niggas,
record on
and
streams.
And ain't buying it.
He'll get the streams. He's going to get those on streams.
Yeah,
he will
well,
get
see,
those.
Here's the difference, though.
But
here's
he ain't going on them selling. He won't sell that many records.
No,
exactly,
he ain't.
Exactly. Exactly. Michael Jackson is majority of sold album.
Right.
We talking about physical.
Physical.
Right. Right. So Drake will definitely pass in streams, but it won't matter because it's different.
And that's why y'all old niggas hate us, because we passing y'all niggas, and y'all keep holding on to that dinosaur style. Ain't nobody got record players in their house no more, nigga.
So check it out. To celebrate this honor, you had certain people. Matter of fact, the Jackson, they got the whole Jackson Awards up there and the diamond plaques and shit, right? So here's who's in the audience. Who got the picture taken with the Doug Morris, Chief Executive Officer of Sony Music, Rob Stringer, CEO of Columbia Records, John Brianna, co-executor of the estate of Michael Jackson, Richard Story, president of Commercial Music Group, Antonio L.A. Reed, chairman and CEO of Epic Records, Karen Langford, the head of the Michael Jackson estate, all gathered around the plaques to celebrate that each one of them are getting a paycheck perpetually off Michael Jackson.
All the devils. You call the name of all the devils behind the scene pulling the strings.
Oh, even Antonio.
He was beefing with Sony, right?
Yeah, he was for a minute. But B, the estate got all that shit to take care of. And even Antonio L.A. Reed?
He's getting a check, my nigga.
Man, we need that old school cash register sound right now.
Ching, ching, nigga.
Oh, my goodness, yo. So I just thought that was interesting. No, none of Michael Jackson's family members, his kids, nobody.
All I hear is Biggie singing all day long right now. You're nobody. Wow. That's ridiculous.
Well, I'm going to have to take that back on Jacko, though. That dude was somebody.
He was somebody, but these niggas is eating good off of him.
Yeah, they are. No doubt. So, anyway, we're going to get to the portion of the show here. Rest in peace. Can you believe it? Rest in peace to Alvin Lopez Giroux, better known as Al Giroux. Just a week after we was giving him a shout-out for his retirement.
Brother, it was the next day.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. He said a week. No, well, my nigga. I was seeing that shit on even. Oh, God dang.
No, I was just saying.
We just talked about him.
A week since we did the show.
Right.
Anyway.
But he passed right after recording night.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, he did. So anyway, you definitely want to say rest in peace out to him. Yo, he's one of the masters. There's no question about that. He has released and won Grammys and is the only person to do this in the jazz category, the pop category, and the R&B category. He has made records across four decades, and he has a total of 7 Grammys in the process. Rest in paradise to Al Giroux. Yo, that's my man, yo.
And no doubt, and this might sound messed up, but he said he was retiring, and that's it.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hey, you can say he rocked till he was dying.
Hey, look, let me tell you something. I know, and you know Glenford, Claudia's husband. Yo, he's a man. Yo, that's all he used to rock is Al Giroux, yo. I know Giroux's catalog pretty well, you know. So, anyway, we have another rest of peace that goes out to Ohio Players founder Junie Morrison. The Dayton, Ohio producer, writer, keyboard vocalist was the founder of the legendary funk band Ohio Players. Can you believe that?
That's crazy.
And he co-wrote and performed the Funky Worm that featured Morrison pretending to be the old woman. That's him.
West Coast.
In that cut.
How many niggas sampled Funky
Worm? Oh, my God. Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
That's in. Yeah, I can't
heard
that even.
Joint so many times. Like, wow.
Yeah. So, shout out to him. He also passed away. And, two, he left the Ohio Players and joined Parliament Funkadelic, where I believe he co-wrote or at least wrote most of, God damn it.
One Nation Under Groove.
One Nation Under Groove. Thank you. Yes. He did that as well. So multi-talented brother. He also passed away. We always just got to respect the gods. So,
no doubt. Wonder if he had anything to do with them Ohio Players album covers.
You know what? There are several pictures of him with those with that model on those album covers. So, man. I don't know if he was dating it or, you know, who knows.
He said it. He said dating it. Like, that there's a creature from somewhere else.
Nah, son. Those are Ohio Player albums, nigga. Don't frog, my nigga.
That's just how you said it.
He said, I don't know if he was dating it or not.
Was he dating the ass?
What was he dating?
I misspoke. let me get political out here. I misspoke. So anyway, but all that being said, I've seen a lot of pictures with him and the model. So I don't know what that situation was about. So and you can't even front as a young boy. A lot of times them Ohio player covers is as close to nudity as you's gonna get.
You flip that joint all the way open.
Damn right.
Can't do that with digital, B.
No, sir. No,
sir. Can't flip the digital open, huh?
Can't flip the digital. No, sir. So, that's good. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Funkmaster. First, it was K Slay, okay? Want to try to get back to the basics. Now we got Funkmaster Flex debuts his new web series called 5 Minutes of Funk. First guess was, basically, it's a web series for you get up at Funkmaster Flex request. He invites world-class DJs to get up there, cut and scratch, and show the essence of what this hip-hop thing is all about. The first guest up there was Static Selecta. He's cutting and scratching crazy, of course, but that's what he does.
Niggas gonna be hating, because they're like, why is it him? Why ain't somebody like Cupid or somebody?
Uh-oh. Nah, well, I mean, they'll all get their shot. I mean, this is about real hip-hop principles here. And, you know, like I said, first K Slay want to get back to the principles. Now Funk Flex want to get back to the principles. Let's see if they allow him up at Hot 97 to have real cutting and scratching up there on his show. I don't know about that. But I'm giving him credit. At least he's doing something.
Because Double X Posse.
What? You ain't going to be able to do it?
I am, but they ain't.
Hot 97 is not letting that happen.
I got you.
But he can do this on his own. And right. We're going to give him props for that. Unlike the props we did not give to your boy,
K Slay,
for trying to do something.
Well, but you know what though, because I thought that K Slay was not genuine in that shit. I mean, he's frustrated and pissed. But I'm like, damn, nigga, how long have you been listening to that to trap before you get pissed?
Yeah.
So I mean, that's what's good. Shout out to Funk Flex, yo. That's a good thing. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, how old is too old to continue in the game?
What game is that?
That is the rap game. How old is too old?
Too old to continue in the rap game? I'd say continuing in the rap game, maybe 30 is the cutoff limit for niggas in the rap game.
See,
I say hip hop, you can go forever.
Oh, okay. So there's a separation.
There's
there.
A separation of church and state here, my nigga.
Okay.
Because one does not connect to the other.
Question,
one doesn't connect to the other.
No, say that again, Swerve.
I said that's a multifaceted question, because let's just say if you've been in the game for a while and you are you're very good at it and you got a history. I don't see why you can't be 47 and still doing shows and even making new music.
Okay, now check it out. Now let me get in, because to me, how old is too old? Well, there's really not an age limit, because you do have a fair amount of veteran groups who are touring and doing their hits. Okay, now those groups or soloists are not necessarily making new joints. Now, I think you have a smaller amount of people who are still world-class MCs, okay? Who can still do this at a high level, but for, you know, somebody like OC, okay? He's still doing it at a very high level.
And he has an album that's ridiculous.
Right. Somebody like Rock Marciano, he's still doing it at a very high level. So, I mean, to me, like...
But like I said, hip-hop, you can do forever.
Yeah, you can.
This rap shit... Like I said, you can't keep doing this. You can tour off of old hits like Snoop and somebody like that. You can tour off of old hits, but you can't keep in this young boy bullshit. You can't continue with this shit.
No, but see, you can, and see, this is where, to me, if you really was following hip hop principles. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about Snoop, and he's a good example. Where Snoop's last album is put out there, and people were criticizing it because Snoop largely still was talking a lot of Crip shit. Okay, now I guess Snoop can, I mean, he's a talented enough guy. I guess he can vary up if he wanted to, but he's still largely talking about a lot of that gang smoking weed shit. And it don't translate that well versus other guys you know, maybe you can get away with that shit. Maybe you can't. Can Snoop do with De La Soul? A total fucking switch up.
He could. He tried. I guess he did it with Snoop Lion.
I mean, right. Well, and it so didn't go
Snoop
over
was
that well.
With Katy Perry, my nigga.
Huh?
Snoop was rhyming with Katy Perry.
Oh, yeah. Snoop's yeah, still that, getting checks.
Oh, he's
no
getting
doubt.
Paid. Yeah, but is that really successful? The point I'm saying is that when you're a group like De La Soul who just does hip hop and doesn't totally get themselves stuck to one thing, and that happened, it was a genius move to diss their entire first album with the second album, gives you infinite possibilities on what you can do in a career later on.
Okay, well, let me just throw this into his hat since we're talking about that. Like, and it's gonna be petty, all right? But what do you say about a nigga that's out here, this bubbling locally? You a local bubbly rapper, but that's about it. I mean, you 30 years old or 30 plus, and yeah, you bubbling locally, but you really ain't got nothing happening besides local, and that's cool. But at what point do you be like, well, shit? Do you just continue, or do you be like, I think I might need to change careers?
Okay. When
you have it, I'm not talking about a seasoned person who's in the game and has hits and is well known. What about casters just out here trying to be rappers and trying to be famous and shit, but you like 30 years old?
So now I'll answer that question, and there's two ways you can look at that. You could have love of culture that will propel you to continue, or you were doing this as an occupation. And I'm going to use myself as an example, okay? Hip hop. So I was never going to be an MC. I wasn't good like that. I was never going to be a graffiti artist. Wasn't good like that. So I guess I ended up on the turntables. I was pretty good at that. DJed all through my teens, all through my early 20s. I still DJ occasionally, but the point I'm saying, and then we got to the point where me and Kurt G, later on in our lives, we built a studio, we put out a couple CDs, we made beats. Okay, we weren't really successful like that, but this shit drives us. So we still are like, yo, okay, hip-hop is hip-hop. You know, where do we get it? I still collect records. I still spin in my bedroom. Now we've been doing this podcast for dumb years, you know? So we're doing this out of just pure love of the culture. If you're MCing and that's all you're doing and you're trying to do it as an occupation, you're right. You like, fuck it, I'm going to just get a day job. I'm out. You know, you may not necessarily love the culture. You know, my man who I started with as far as making beats, who lives in Minneapolis, shout out to Leonard, was good. Leonard Crawford. He still makes beats. He loved right. that shit. He right. loves this shit. Because he loves hip hop. So yeah, right. like Kurt G said, there's really no expiration date on this shit. That's why I say a lot of these young guys, you know, who talk that, oh, fuck you old niggas and shit. Man, trust me when I tell you, yo, Yachty and all these other motherfuckers, they do not love this shit. This is an occupation for them.
So is there an expiration date on trying to be famous?
I would say probably yes. Yeah, because fame has nothing to do with particular hip hop culture and values. There are people who do hip hop elder, which if you want to call elder, if you want to call Curtis Blow elder, he's doing hip hop at a high level, you know, right. and is famous. But I mean, he loves hip hop. You can hear it when right. he talks about hip hop.
Right.
So he's
right.
never going to stop hip hop. So yeah, you're right. If you're a local guy and you don't love it, and it's really an occupation,
there's an expiration date on
there's
it.
There's an expiration date.
But if you love it and you love what you're doing, you got passion for it, then there's no expiration date on it.
Yeah, right. There's no, look, there's, look, and can't nobody tell me I don't love this shit, because I've been doing this shit and rocking records and buying records, and I still do that shit to this day. I love this shit.
Right, right. But and actually, in saying we love this shit, because as we do this shit every week, you know, there's no big sponsors coming to pay us thousands of dollars.
This shit is coming out of 90% of this shit's coming out of our pocket.
Exactly. And it's coming out of it because this is what the fuck we love to do.
We love to do this shit.
And don't get it twisted now. If somebody did offer a big ass check, we're going to talk about it, because we're not trying to change up or nothing like that. So we will absolutely talk about big checks and shit. But that's not what drives us, and I know I'm speaking for y'all, but I know this is we don't do this for the love of a check or the love of being famous. If we had two listeners, I think we would still be doing this shit.
Right,
right.
It's just something that we do.
It's just something that
even
we do.
Even though we do have listeners worldwide.
Like I said, ten years before we started the podcast, we was doing this show.
That's true.
And whenever we get together or talk on the phone, we do the same thing we do here on the show. That's what we did.
Right. And I didn't mean me. I was just using me as an example.
Right.
So, yes. So how old is too old? If you really love this, you are going to be doing this because you love it. If it was an occupation for you,
and you're looking for a check behind it, looking for some sponsors and looking for money, then there's an expiration date on it. Because some at a point in time, you're going to give up.
Right.
And I just say that because, you know, rap, I'm saying rap, is it can be easy. Right. Because you're just making words rhyme. Basically, I'm saying basically. I'm not talking about the people that do it at a high level. Basically, rap music is making words rhyme, right?
It's easy. You see how many people are trying to do this shit. It's very easy to get into it. You don't need no money to get into this shit.
Right. Well, the rap music industry, obviously, it's easy because the people who are on the top of the charts do not even have rhyming skill. So you giving a lot of credit, or you're not giving credit, but you're talking about basic requirements that aren't even a requirement to be famous. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Exactly. I'm talking about the basics. I'm not even talking about the mumbles. I'm talking about the basic dudes that can actually put words together, but you bubbling locally at your local radio station, if that, or at the local clubs, you got a little bubble or whatever, but you not.
You know what, man? That's a product. To me, this is a product of technology. Because if it was the days where you really had the battle at the Latin quarters, everybody who's famous and top of the charts now would not be famous at the top of the charts. But because you don't have to battle at the Latin quarter, and all you have to do is get YouTube hits and SoundCloud hits as the measure of if you're bankable or not, that's a whole nother hustle. That's a whole nother paradigm that really, to me, I mean, a lot of people want to say, oh, rap is ingenious for taking up the new platforms and this, that, and the third. And you know what? I'm going to give these little niggas some credit. You know, hey, these motherfuckers, their audiences glued to their phones, and that's how they distribute their music. And so I'm going to give the little niggas, the little mumble niggas, some credit as far as that money hustle, and no question about it.
Right.
They are about their business. But, you know, but shit, to me, it's just simpler than that. Can you rhyme, nigga? Oh, you can't? Then get the fuck out.
Well, even if you can, doesn't necessarily
even if
you're gonna be famous.
Right, but even if you can, and like I said, that'd be what it cuts right down to. Like Kurt G said, if you love this, you can continue your local bubble for however. Because let's go go. You've had maybe one or two go-go bands that had a national hit, okay? But go-go is still the chief music in D.C. and the surrounding area.
And these go-go bands is not stopping what they're doing.
And go-go bands like Rare Essence and them, it's been fucking 40 years in this bitch.
Eating.
So, you know, if you love it, there is no expiration date, just like Baltimore Club. That shit really goes from Baltimore to Newark.
Yeah, pretty much.
And that's it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, B. So how old is too old? I don't know. To me, yeah, if I catch an MC out there like Coogee Rap who just selling his ass, I'm going to be like, nigga, it's just stop. You know, that would be my.
You should say that because we already caught him doing that.
Right. Well, I'm just saying there's a lot of guys out there, whether they're famous or not, who I'd be like, ooh, they might want to just fall back or whatever. Or again, like I said, do something else. You know, the culture provides a bevy. That's why I use the example of me as a DJ, not an MC, not a graffiti artist, not a breakdancer, not any of that other shit. I got into culture where I was good, but I loved it. And I did beats for a little while because I loved it. I actually still love that shit, you know what I mean?
Oh, no doubt.
But I'm a podcaster now, talking about hip-hop issues. I love
you,
this.
You, sir, are a hip-hop journalist. Make sure you say that correctly.
Okay.
Not a podcaster.
I'm sorry.
you're a hip-podcaster. Like you're a podcaster.
It's like saying you're a rapper.
Oh, okay. I'm a spoke.
You are a hip-hop journalist, sir.
I misspoke. I'm gonna run that the rest of the night. I misspoke. Okay, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Meek Mill urges Black Lives Matter to address the gun violence in Chicago. Meek Mill basically said, yo, it's time for Black Lives Matter to stop focusing on police and start focusing on us as a community. Shout out to Kurt G, because I remember we got into a huge argument about that type of shit before. It's time for us to start thinking about focusing in on us, because the shit in Chicago is getting too crazy. I have to admit, yo, that shit the past weekend, the girl looked too much like my granddaughter. And I couldn't watch that shit. You know what I mean? I'm like, fuck, you little fucking niggas. What's wrong with y'all with this shit? You know what I mean? I was in outrage. You know what I mean? Look, I don't know. I don't live in Chicago like that. My boy does. I don't know the pressure. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he always calling out these hoods and these hood mamas and people who turning a blind eye to this shit. I don't know. I'm going to ask you point blank, Kurt G., if you knew your little nephew was in some foul shit, would you turn him in?
Would I turn him in?
Would you turn him in?
If I knew he was doing some foul, first off, my little nephew wouldn't even let me know he was into some foul
shit. No, but you found out he was into some foul shit. Would you turn him in?
Would I turn him in?
Yes.
What kind of foul shit you talking about? He out here killing niggas?
Yes.
Oh, B, it goes against my principles. It really does.
That question goes to all of us.
I know. It does.
Swerve,
it does.
You too.
But I'm
going to answer. I'm going to let Kurt do him, though.
But, yeah, it goes against my principles to the fullest, B. Snitching. But, B, if I know he's out here doing that type of shit and all these youngins and kids is out here killing folks, I'm going to go to him first, straight up. Be like, nigga, you can turn yourself in. Because if you don't do it, I might have to do it. Because I can't take this shit. Y'all niggas out here wilding. So that's a how it would go. For me.
Real talk, with a lump in my throat. And I know I got little cousins and nephews out there, in and out the county and shit, doing that drug thing. But if I, real talk, if I had real clear cut evidence that they whacked somebody, now he's not only, he's a danger to us as a family. Nah, fuck that. I'm not gonna be at a family event and niggas come by and spray the yard because they looking for your dumb ass. I'm gonna turn your ass in. Don't never come around here then. Because if you come around here, I'm gonna call the cops on you. Fuck that. What about you, Swerve?
Well, sir, I have a nephew who's doing 25 to life.
Yes, you do.
He may never get out of jail. Was I there? Do I know he murked that kid? I do not know. But I do know that he put himself in a position to be where he is right now. So I didn't get a chance to talk to him, right? I didn't get a chance to talk to him before that shit happened. But I would have. You know what I'm saying? That's where I would have gotten involved. I would have been like, say, I didn't know he was at the extent that he was. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I did talk to him. The last time I saw him in my sister's house, we had a conversation, right? But I didn't know that he was at the level that he was. Had I known that he was at the level he was, I would have had a different kind of conversation, right?
Right.
But just like you said, say I have this knowledge that he's doing that deep shit. I'm sorry, nephew, you can't be around us.
Right.
be around us. So you either going to have to turn yourself in, you're going to have to move away, or you got to do something because you can't be around us.
That's what's up. And that's basically the long and short of this topic. You know, if Black Lives Matter is go to a place like Chicago, whatever, they're already in Chicago. But I mean, if they're addressing it within the community, a lot of this shit is cousins and nephews and grandmothers and family units.
Right. And that's why I said it goes against my principles.
Turn a blind eye to.
But hold on, though.
Okay.
Hold on, because I don't know how long ago it was, but we had this conversation about Black Lives Matter.
Right.
And what I learned, because I was saying, I wasn't like often white people like, all lives matter, even though they do. I would never say all lives matter to somebody saying Black Lives Matter, right?
Right.
It's a different campaign. So what I learned was Black Lives Matters, that campaign is specifically, and I said specifically, not specifically, about monitoring these goddamn cops that's out here just murking niggas at will.
Real.
Right? It's
real.
Not about the entirety of all black people getting killed, you know, by whether it's by black people, Asian, or whoever. You know what I'm saying? It's not about that. So I kind of understand, because I was like where Meek Mill is at first. You know what I'm saying? Damn, we should be handling all this shit. But that's not the goal, the drive or whatever of Black Lives Matter. What Meek Mill is talking about, that needs to be done by the entire black community. Not just Black Lives Matter, because they have their goal. They have their drive already.
Yeah,
now,
but Meek Mills is
telling them to expand their goal.
Right.
He's telling them to expand that shit. Right. Don't just talk about the cops.
But you know, you do know that black people are still being killed by cops right now.
No doubt. No, and we're not suggesting.
So Black Lives Matter, their job is not done. So when they can get to the point where they have made it a significant difference where black men are not, and women, or any minority, are not being killed by cops, then they can start folding in shit.
I disagree.
What needs to happen is the community needs to fucking do what you're talking about. Either turn people in, or even, and I'm going to say this right here on our show, if you got to handle that shit yourself, or however you got to handle it, you got to do it.
I disagree. And I think that you need an organization similar, or if not equal to, or if not Black Lives Matter themselves, to diversify, because you're right. Because where you're going to have people put out videos teaching African-American kids on how to deal with police. Okay, that's one aspect of it. You're going to put out videos on all this education shit about cops who are no doubt even to this day. Tonight, some minority in this country is getting killed by a police officer. You can better believe that. But you don't tell me that you cannot also set up situations in the community where you invite the whole fucking community in and you talk to the people. I know you are Little Joe's mom, and you do not want to see Little Joe go to jail. Okay? Little Joe running around here with a gun, putting his own life at risk and others.
True.
And you know,
I understand
and like,
that fully.
And like you said, see, and Kerr G, I know you. You a type of motherfucker that's going to hit your nephew so fucking direct.
Right, because that's just how I feel.
You know.
And that's why I said it goes against my principles of snitching, as far as snitching on family members, not just somebody else, some random nigga, but family. I couldn't turn him in. It's hard for me to do that. And I'm probably one of the people that's in Chicago at fault. I'm like them niggas in Chicago.
Oh.
Where I wouldn't want to turn in my nephew or my brother or you know what I'm saying, or somebody like that. I'd be like, damn, I know this nigga out here wilding, but I wouldn't want to turn him in, because I'm gonna talk to him myself directly.
Yeah, okay.
And but that is, a lot of them niggas ain't even doing that.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. See, if we can at least get to the point where you got a certain type of guidance here, a certain type of, look, you know, and it's hard as hell. I do not say that lightly, like turning a family member into the police for some shit is crazy, because I have a level of that myself. If you out there selling drugs, I'm probably not going to turn you in, because I have too many people in my family who done serious time and they continue to still do what they do.
Right.
Okay. You know, damn. If what happened to your nephew happened to somebody in my family, oh, did you read about blah, 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 blah? He, you know, shot somebody in front of a bar. I'd be like, yo, that motherfucker deserved to do fucking 50 years.
No doubt.
You know?
Have to do that, especially in a little ass city like York.
Yeah. I mean, so. Look, that is a very, very, very difficult situation, but you have to at least start, like, with Kurt G. At least the conversation. Them niggas in Chicago ain't got no fucking convo, I believe, going on.
See, the problem is the convo is happening, but it's happening between like-minded people. You're having a conversation in a church. You know what I'm saying? The congregation is in the church, and they're talking about all this violence, and we need to stop this violence. But you're talking to people in the audience.
Right.
That everybody in the church is thinking like you.
Right.
They
want
to stop
right.
this violence, but you're not talking to the people that's actually doing the violence.
Right. Right. So it makes me, I forget the name of that organization in Detroit.
300 you know, men or something like that.
Yeah, who was going around, because a lot of them were ex-offenders.
Right.
And saying, okay, you gangster, I was a gangster too. Okay, I'm going to meet you right up out here. I'm on the corner. You want to come see me? I'm on the corner, because I'm going to come to the corner to see you, nigga. What's good? So, you know, unfortunately, the Hip Hop Digest does not have the answers to a very, very complex situation. You know,
you ain't got the answers, B.
Nah, no, sir. No, sir.
Yeah, that's a situation that's going to continue, and until they do what Trump is talking about doing, and that's going to be some bullshit.
That's a negative.
That's a negative on top of a negative.
Right, right.
He's basically going to put martial law into effect and shut it down.
Because a white cop don't know that a regular black person is not a fucking gangster.
I was going to say, that shit's going to, that is, like you said, it's a negative because that affects the entire community, not just the cats wilding.
Right.
You know, people having trouble doing what they got to do every day. Grocery stores going to work, getting jammed up because, like you said, that motherfucking fucking reservists and shit comes from Ivory City, Iowa. They're all blacks. They're all criminals. So, anyway, next time we're going to Hip Hop Digest. I want to give a shout out to the Canadian musicians who held a benefit concert last week for the families of the people in the mosque in Quebec who was shot up, ironically, by a white supremacist.
That's crazy.
Okay, Trump.
They're not terrorists.
Huh?
They are not terrorists.
Shit.
White people are not terrorists.
Shit. I see Trump didn't bring that shit up.
They're troubled youth.
But anyway, we want to give a shout out to all the musicians that held that benefit, yo, you know, it, for the community, you know, and we know those families are grieving, but the community got together, a community of musicians in Quebec, and did their thing. So we want to give a shout out to them. Before we end the show, I got a couple of shouts real quick. I'm going to give a shout out to Donovan Westlake, who said that we weren't lying about that Tri-State and Ono. He said your boy Brother Jay from X-Clan went in. And we talking, but we just got done talking about veterans at a high level.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to give a shout out to Bagari Black, who said at last week's Versus series, he was like the Molly Scratch won over word of mouth, point blank. He said the Molly Scratch. And shout out to George J. He said King Cut.
King Cut.
So, you know what I mean? So, anyway, let's do the Versus series. Swerving, who won last week? Was it word of mouth? Or was it the Molly Scratch?
And well, since you started this series, B, I've been having to say to myself, damn, why does it have to be so hard? Because it's records that I love. You know what I'm saying?
I feel the same way. I feel the same way.
So I've been telling myself, okay, well, it don't mean that I don't like the other ones because I don't pick it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to have to go with Marley on this one.
Oh, okay. Kurt G.
Yeah, I'm going with Marley.
Okay, I'm going with DJ Cheese and Word of Mouth.
Oh, damn, I love that record, too.
Yeah, I do, too. Like I said, I love them both, no doubt. And let's see what else I got here. I want to give a shout-out to Houston Socialite. Say she was saving up to get the Rain 64. What's up, Ma? I see you. I'm going to give you a piece of advice. Unless you run in two wheels and in two CD decks, go ahead and get the Rain 62. The Rain 62 got everything in there. You know, the Rain 62 will hold you down and shit. I should post a picture of my joint.
Yeah, the 62 back here shining.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Might have just saved you.
All them colorful buttons and shit.
No doubt. Hey, look, and I see them running for about $1,100 on local Craigslist. So you can save you some dollars and I fuck with 64. So, no doubt.
Stable.
Right. And I want to give a shout out to Kyle Lee, who said you can throw another log on the fire with the Dr. Dre and Missing Link. Tash from the Alcoholics got a cut called Falling On with the same sample.
Yeah, I did saw the video that he put up there. I did see that one.
So let me give a shout out to Kyle Lee and whatnot. So that's what's good. Swerve, you got anything left over?
Nah, just appreciating the listeners, appreciating the followers, appreciating the tweets, the Instagram, all that shit. Appreciate you all.
That's what's good. We do appreciate the Hip Hop Digest family. Kurt G, before we forget about it, it's the world famous Kurt G's albums of the week.
All right. This week we got Nick Grant, Return of the Cool.
Woo-hoo!
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We've been talking about him a little bit. Nick Grant, Return of the Cool. And then we got El Sharif and Darrell Rideout Matching Verts. That's El Sharif and Darrell Rideout Matching Verts. And the instrumental joint is Love Jones High Top Fade. That's Love Jones High Top Fade.
That's what's up. Yo, shout out to Nick Grant, yo. I'm so proud of that young man.
Man, like I said,
man,
keep it up.
Yo, I know it's going to be a lot of pressure on you, though, player.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot of pressure. Because I keep forgetting his damn name. He was the kid from out Sac Town. young boy that had the record out with the group from Germany.
Yes. I forget his name as well.
Yeah, he done went to the trap side.
Did he?
Oh, damn.
Yeah, he done went over to the trap side now.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I wish I could remember his damn name.
So, anyway.
You can't because he went to the trap side.
He got trapped.
The name of the album, wasn't it The South Side Sack?
Yes.
I remember the album.
Yeah.
But I can't remember his name. Yo, we get old. That's what it is, yo.
Nah, ain't what it is, nigga. It's just he went over to the other side.
He went over to the dark side and shit.
Ain't nobody gonna die just checking for the other side.
Oh, that's true, no doubt.
The South Sack Mac or something like that. Yeah.
That one, yeah.
So, anyway. So, okay, that's it. That's all. We'll see you next week then. Oh, no. Hold up.
Damn. Shit.
Yeah, I almost forgot. I almost forgot this week's verses. I got out too soon.
Oh.
All right. This week, we got the symmetry going here. Fat Boys versus the Skinny Boys.
Ooh-wee.
Let me get the records here. Yes. Okay. The Fat Boys joint is Stick 'Em. All right. Up against. Stick 'Em. Ha ha ha. Stick 'Em. Up against the Human Jock Box from the Skinny Boys. Yo, Bridgeport, Connecticut, stand up. The battle of the musicians.
So, man. We know who Miss Houston going for.
Yeah, exactly. So the Human Jock Box against Buff. Yo, who wins this week's series? So now we ready to get out. Peace.
Sir.
One.
The way I talk, give people the court vision. Back door to the club, got no ticket. I pour the Henny, let it air before I sip it. Get lifted, cause we living under pressure. Fuck a deal, the dope man's my investor. Born Vanessa. Got a girl named Vanessa, snort the coke off the dresser. She a real Chanel dresser. Expensive habits, expensive fabrics. Came up on the rail with you, I sense the absence. Script the passage, study my scribe, religious practice. The coastline fire, the chicken's average. I dip my rhymes in the deep fryer. Deja vu, visions of life that I seen prior. Tryna take it to the rally from the Esquire. Still in your girl's ear like the Sennheiser. Mix a coke with the honey. My man mix a coke with the soda. Dunkin' 5-0 in the patrollers. Ralph jeans low on the loafers. Dump through hunters, give the dope to the chauffeur. Yo, my man, the soon to be life. Might have been wrong all along, but I'm soon to be right. Got the vision in the booth with the sight. Life's precious, you can lose it tonight. So many shootings got me thinking, yo, my dude, how we not on tour yet? Smoke so many blunt shit, give me a sore chest. Horse on my shirt and a horse on the Porsche crest. At the red light, shorty pulled up in the Corvette. She look like money that be right out the teller said. Got rich traveling cities pulling up credit scams. Said she wanna hear the tracks that the legends ran. As she smoked the Oxycontin out the beverage can. Disgusting.
On the sphere and I seen enough. None to trust though, that's rough. Yo, ain't shit to discuss. Once reality struck, it's all dust in the grand scheme. Plus, I don't need a damn thing. Speak the truth, now they moving in stampedes. Precisely, of the godly variety. Not at the Mars, cause the law lives inside of me. Yeah, and these is actual facts. We kill the beast, chill, pass me the Mac. Keep the peace, teach the youth, properly prepared. It's modern warfare, we living it. Gotta stay aware, so we militant. I told my whiz, turn the TV off. Cause I can see all the technology involved. I sit back and watch the devil's demise. So be advised, it's a sign of the times. Got these devils out waiting in line. It's just a sign. It's just a sign. It's just a sign of the times.
Souls with a godly design.
It's just a sign. It's just a sign. It's just a sign of the times.
I got these devils out waiting in line, so they can see the divine. Activate my soul.
It's just a sign.
This is seven signs. Night time's the right time, right rhymes.
It's just a sign of the times. These days it's hard to live, but we maintain. I got a roof, plenty trees, so I can't complain. It's all peace, and my brother say the same thing. Mind racing, thoughts breaking out the mainframe. I'm seeing spineless snakes hiding behind business and politics. Devils in disguises. Son, remain righteous, stay true to this. In the world that hangs prophets on a crucifix, teachers these, yo, they rewriting history. Meanwhile, we in the midst of World War III. Could it be that they knew it's drug as technology? Look around, son, niggas plugged in, now they zombies. Can't explain it, the weapons of distraction, illusions the beast uses for entrapment. So if I tell you that it's all in the mind, open your eyes, it's a sign of the times.
Got these devils out waiting in line.
It's just a sign.
It's just a sign.
It's just a sign of the times.
Simulate souls with a godly design.
It's just a sign.
It's just a sign.
It's just a sign of the times.
Got these devils out waiting in line, so they can see the divine. Activate my soul.
It's just a sign.
This is seven signs. Night time's the right time, right rhymes.
It's just a sign of the times. Seeing mothers with seeds they can't feed. Seeing shirts that breed I can't breathe. How many suffering from heart disease? Yo, we die young, son, this life's unhealthy. Hold up, now tell me that ain't orchestrated. To put it simple and plain, you were talking if you melanated. But while you screaming about Confederate flags, I'm at the lab with dozens of mags and duffel bags, yo. And all I speak about is justice or else freedom and equality with knowledge itself. So take a good look, Babylon's falling, it starts with truth sparks in the subconscious of men. And the enemy's just the image of mirage of lies and entwined that could easily be lifted. You know the book says seeking you'll find this. Don't deny it, it's a sign of the times.
Got these devils out waiting in line.
It's just a sign.
It's just a sign.
It's just a sign of the times.
Simulate souls with a godly design.
It's just a sign.
It's just a sign.
It's just a sign of the times.
Got these devils out waiting in line, so they can see the divine. Activate my soul.
It's just a sign.
Here's a seven sign. Night time's the right time, right rhymes.
It's just a sign of the times.
To share my story and salute my niggas who never made it. So many names in my brain, niggas slain for no reason. Demons is breathing over my shoulder, communicating with cobras. The cold is leaving cold. I break the mold like Derrick Rose bones when he drove. Sold my soul to the streets and can't buy it back. But I'm hip hop and Slick Rick pirate patch when I try and rap. The tyrant back when Ty attack, you better take cover. Here to kill all these fake future cousins and Drake brothers. My mentality gradually was affected, cause I was repping my section with Smith and Wessons, but stressing. Cause at any second is blessing. We call life can get snatched. I give back where the kids lack a real father figure. I tell them aim for the sky like a starter pistol. Even if your mama too young to be bothered with you. Babies having babies watching
hoods get slaughtered like we in the quarter, sipping the cart in the Flint water. The system on the mission is vivid, just pay attention. If 9/11 didn't raise suspicion, they programming our kids through the TV, now we gotta raise them different. Politicians never make a difference. We limbo under the poverty line. Tommy was lying, he wasn't living in Detroit with work, they would have been killed him. Early 90s drug dealers in them chinchillas, this the jungle, who wanna live with us? I could blame my mama, I could blame my daddy, I could blame the block I was raised on. I could have been a doctor, I could have been a lawyer. No, I'm lying, cause that college shit just wasn't meant for me. I'm a product of my environment, product of my environment, product of my environment, product of my
young men don't want to talk their way out of a problem.
A brother, let's sit down and reason this out.
No, man, you step on my toe, nigga, please. Mop. They want to express it violently. That's young men. Nothing wrong with your children. It's something wrong with the society. There's nothing wrong with these young men.
You know, everything copacetic, bet niggas I form better on wet roads, cobra freshman skin, money, no recession. Rocking the golden necklace, tears touring global fences. While we so relentless, band with me, my co-defendant. A long road, who you telling? Sweating a lot of tears. Streets, I lost a lot of peers. Hit with large amounts of years. Got on mountain gear, fatigues on. I bleed on songs, cause you feel a pain in each bar. The best of me long. Make the shit your theme song. When the game's mean scars in the machina, keep all my money, machine wars. Master pedal, he gone. Name spreading Dijon. Made it up the beanstalk. Strategizing deep thought. That feeling restored. Meditate by the seashore. Filming B-rolls. Lighting L's and stick of spring rolls. All my niggas be home. Riding the sunset. Malibu rum. Steps to repping for the slums.
Double my money, money, make it for your limb bubble.
Hustle paper, street code, we get that money right. Cause we hustle paper, hustle paper.
Double up,
double paper, street code, we get that money right.
Double my money, money, make it for your limb bubble.
Hustle paper, street code, we get that money right.
Double up, double.
Big city, unpredictable, gritty, and filled with wonder. Stumbled upon an idea to keep the currency my tumble. The weather breaking, tough sweater suede on the elbows. The fastest city in the world, million stories to tell though. Melting pot of the world, I'm Trini Venezolano. Break rare already, see and mi hermano Milano. Mucho año, que me demo en esto, Adidas puesto. Crispy hop on the jet, sipping licks in el audio puesto. Ain't no new jacks here, man. We new jacks fear and something to aim at when you talking about top tier, but yeah. I talk shit sometimes, it feels natural. To build up a hard work dedication, I climb gradual. Graduated, although a lot hated, I made it. Around the world a few times and collected my payment. And colorful bills with foreign faces in foreign places. They stack the same though, I remain with the same flow.
Street code, we get that money right.
Double my money,
money,
make it for your limbo.
Muscle paper, street code.
Double up, double,
double street code. We get that money right.
Double my money, money, make it for your limb up.
Double the street code. We get that money right.
Double up, double,
double.
Double my money, money, make it for your limb up.
This is that street code. We get that money right.
Double up.
Double.
yo, you better flee, hops, or get your head thrown three blocks. L, keep rappers' hearts pumping like Reeboks. And every day I gain clout and my name sprouts. Some brothers still be burnt, the crack never came out. I got the wild style, always been a foul child. My guns go boom, boom, and your guns go pow, pow. I'm known to have a hottie open. I keep the shoddy smoking, front and get half the bones in your body broken. And when it comes to getting nookie, I'm not a rookie. I got girls that make that chick Toni Braxton look like Whoopi. I run with sturdy quicks, I'm never hitting dirty chicks. Got 35 bodies, buddy, don't make it 36. Step to this shit, good as gone, word is born. I leave mics torn when I put it on.
So put it on, Big L, put it on. Come on, put it on.
They got a mouth full of forced teeth. I'm known to gas a hottie and blast a shoddy. Got more cash than Gotti. You don't know, you better ask somebody. Big L is a crazy brother, then I'm a lady lover. A smooth kid that'll run up in your baby mother. I push a slick bins. I'm known to hit skins and get ends and commit sins with sick friends. Cause I'm a money getter, also a honey hitter. You think you nice as me? Haha, I use a funny digger. I flows, so one of my shows wouldn't be clever than this. I'm leaving competitors pissed to tell you the truth. It gets no better than this. I'm catching wreck to the break of dawn, and it's all there was some us that I put it on.
Yeah, so put it on, Big L, put it on. Come on, put it on, Big Fella, put it on and on. Put it on, Big L, put it on. Represent, put it on. Come on, put it on.
Some boys see me gon' nozzle and back with me talk. Boy, you're going there before you see me gon' phone. See me gon' nozzle and take me with me talk. You're going there, come on, me, you poo poo.
I drink my wet, not Beck's beer. I stay dressed in slick gear. Peace to my homies in the gang saline. I get there, and it's the fact I keep a gat in my arm reach. I charm freaks and bomb geeks from here to Palm Beach. I'm putting rappers in the wheelchair. Big L is the villain you still fear. Cause I be hanging in Harlem and shit is for real here. If you battle well, you pick the wrong head. I smash mics like cornbread. You can't kill me, I was born dead. And I'm known to pull steel tricks and kill pigs. I run with ill kids and real dicks who peel wigs. My raps are steady slamming. I keep a heavy cannon. It's the new sheriff in town, and it ain't Reggie Hammond. These are my peoples, the children of the. Cause you put it on, adios, go so good.